A Philadelphia city commissioner with a questionable attendance record is finally found on the job. After days of stopping by and asking for an interview, WHYY's Tom McDonald discovered Anthony Clark in his office to start the week.
Okay, I don't have no comment right now. I'm busy. I'm working.
It took 5 days of visits to Philadelphia's city commissioner's office to find Anthony Clark on the job. The visits were at different times during the day, but Clark says he's there all the time.
You miss me. That's all.
The commissioners run elections in Philadelphia, and Clark is running for another term. Clark didn't want to speak about why various news outlets have had trouble finding him on the job or where he was last week.
I repeatedly, sir, asked to speak to you.
I know. We asked you, did you want an appointment? You said no.
I did say yes. I gave my name and phone number, sir.
All right, we'll get you an appointment to talk to me. It's no problem.
He also didn't want to talk about a Freedom of Information request for his attendance records put in by groups such as the Elections Watchdog, the Committee of 70.
You have to deal with the law department on that in 30 days, right? Okay, so that's be truthful.
Clark reportedly even failed to vote in 2012, 2013, and during the 2014 primary. David Thornburg of the Committee of 70 says the bigger question is whether Philadelphia needs three elected commissioners or to just appoint someone to oversee elections.
It's time we raise that question again with the electorate. And, you know, there's a process that you have to go through to get things on the ballot. We did this with the Recorder of Deeds a couple years ago, and it may be time to take another look relative to the city commissioners.
Clark did say he would speak further about the matter after Election Day, where he's expected to win another 4-year term. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.